Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Junkies 25th Anniversary Retrospective Podcast, presented by our friends at PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at penfed.org. So EB, you know we love to have contests and competitions on the show. We've been doing it for many, many years.
Competed at almost everything.
So I never thought we would get into this sort of competition, but apparently back in 2016...
Do you even remember?
We did.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think I was here for this.
At first, I didn't really... When Valdi's like, you guys are going to talk about the smelliest foot contest. I was like... I was scanning the memory banks, you know, as we get
apparently
older.
Apparently, Chick was in.
Yeah, Chick Hernandez, I think, was in. Like, this is during our rotating Christmas vacations when it's two junks on, two junks off. So, Chick Hernandez was in. I believe our pal, Tom Daly, who's no longer with us. I don't mean he's dead.
He's dead to the show.
He's moved to Cincinnati within the last, year and a half. I believe he was the guest foot smeller for the smelliest
foot. Judge.
He was the judge, yes.
And so they smelled your feet and Chick's feet and everyone around the station's feet.
I think
feet.
It was a lot of like Valdez's feet, probably Drab's feet,
my feet,
whoever else is hosting.
Remember
hosting
Brent sucks my toes. We did that bit.
Yeah, and he did it for a very small amount of money from what I remember. Like it wasn't nearly enough.
Yeah, but he like swirled his tongue around it. It actually felt kind of good.
Like it was very erotic what he was doing. It was kind of weird how into it he got.
At HFS too, we did like smelliest guy contest. Didn't we do that dirtiest guy?
Dirtiest listener contest.
Yeah.
You know what? We've kind of lost our fastball with contests.
Maybe
of late.
We need to bring something back.
Maybe in 2022 and the years beyond,
the
we need to ramp
contest.
That up. Yeah, that might be one we just leave by the wayside. That was one of Brett's brainchilds from back in the day. So without further ado, here is the smelliest foot contest as we get in the Junk's time machine and go back to 2016.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, celebrating our 20th anniversary all year long. Thanks to Geico, saving people money since 1936. You can visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. During 20 years of doing radio, we've done many a skit and many a bit. Somehow we got in the whole tangent about washing feet yesterday.
Makes for quality TV.
And we're taking advantage of a topic yesterday. I know a lot of people were chiming in on the Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. If they are people that follow EB's trickle-down theory, it turns out half the people
more than half
that were here yesterday,
even the people
they
we talked to on the phone,
put soap to their feet.
Yeah, athletes and never. Former athletes never do it.
So, and again, this is just for perspective here. So as you introduce this segment, so you've been on the radio for 20 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've been on for 5 minutes, and here's the end of my career. Okay.
No, so, this is just another interesting chapter in
is
your
it a
career.
Chapter?
Yeah, a small
it's
chapter.
Be the
it's
epilogue.
A footnote.
Oh, well done.
Maybe next.
Where's the rim shot?
Maybe next Sunday, you and you be Mitch and Trevor can do a smelly feet contest.
No, I would never want to see Trevor's feet because it's like the Flintstones, I'm thinking. That's just a big old meat hook.
It probably is.
Yeah,
big fat toes.
Yeah. Well, okay. I got to eat later on.
We have done an ugliest foot contest, but never a smelliest foot contest.
Yeah, apparently we're obsessed with feet for whatever reason.
Well, I think
someone's
it's been
got
spread out
here.
By like 20 years because I was talking to CK about this. I remember that in the ugliest foot contest, we had a guy who only wore sandals. Do you remember him? He looked kind of like Jesus.
Kind of, yeah.
And he said he never wore shoes. Ever.
Really?
You don't remember him at all?
I don't remember him.
And we had some people with
We should have got landfill in here.
This is good timing. I just got a text saying my pharmacist says my medication's ready.
Nice.
I'm not going to tell him what it's for, though.
All right. So, Thomas,
by the way, because there's no chance landfill.
We should mention,
has
by
ever
the way, if you're watching this on CSN, so Tom produces a Grandanny show. He does the post game show that Cakes and I do on the weekends.
Correct.
He also has Crashing the Net, which debuts on Saturday.
It looks like a hostage
8 a.m.
right
on 106.7 The Fan. He does that with Neil Greenberg if you want to talk puck on the weekends before Dual Threat. But he's sitting here in studio blindfolded now by a T-shirt.
I mean, he looks like he's in an ISIS propaganda video. Oh.
First of all, congrats on 20 years, guys.
Thank you.
Well done.
We haven't heard it before.
Yeah.
Valdez, what are you laughing at?
It's just a shot of him.
It looks so funny on TV.
Terrible.
I mean, I can't see
and,
it.
Tom, yeah, how good. Did you just stepped up to do this. You didn't have to.
Yeah, I like to have fun. I like radio, and I think that there's a bigger and bigger issue here, especially at 106.7 The Fan, where there are people that work here that don't like having fun and doing good radio. So Ooh. Here I am. Setting an example for people like A1.
106.7 The Fan. Nice.
Is it fun? Is it fun to smell people's feet?
I get a little sighs. a little bit sighs.
A little strange.
Right, so little Drab, strange. I think, has taken this the most serious because he's the one that threw out the idea yesterday. He got really excited and we were having the discussion. He gave us each numbers.
Yes.
So this is
six
a
contestants.
Lot of, there's integrity in this contest.
Certainly.
The winner is the smelliest foot.
Oh.
See, if I knew that, I would have worn those black shoes I wear every day.
Trying to prove the point that you don't need to wash your feet every
right.
single shower.
Right. Okay. All right. So whoever is contestant number one,
yes,
quietly walk over to
all right,
the
don't,
chair.
Don't say anything yes. because he can't know who it is.
And we can't talk.
You have to approach Thommy silently, display your foot close to his nose so that he can smell the offending foot.
And Tom's going to keep mental notes of each foot, and Jason will give the play-by-play, and the pressure's really on him because the audience doesn't know whose foot is going in front of Tom's face right,
right
now.
I'm done talking gave him a now. Notepad. What the hell? Can you write blindfolded?
Yeah, I don't know. I asked someone to help me with notes, and then AWOD just gave me a legal pad.
Wow. Yeah, how are you going to do that?
Least, I don't know. I can't see anything.
It's a good visual prop, at least.
I mean,
are you just going to keep it in your head?
I'm going to try
keep
my best.
Keep all the notes in your head?
I'm going to try my best.
How many are there?
I believe
six.
There's six.
Six. You've got six contestants.
Someone's
all right.
got the right
contestant
right.
number one needs
this
to step up.
This is very
up.
Important. Nobody else can talk while right. the foot's in the room.
Right. 5, 4, 3,
all right,
two.
So Lurch, you have to take over.
All right, contestant number one is going to show up here and sit in the chair. And again, you're going to put the foot right in front of Tom Daly's nose, and Tom's going to have to make a mental note. All right, he's taking off his shoe, and he's taking off the sock. Oh, that's a hard thing. And there goes. There goes the foot in the face.
It's not the worst smelling foot I've ever smelled.
Right. But it's not great.
Pretty pungent.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit hating. but it's a.
How long are you going to keep your foot up there?
Yeah, I mean, I got enough, whatever that is. But it's not. I don't think it's going to be the worst one. I think it's right now middle of the road right now.
All right, so contestant number one is in the books.
I would give it a 5 out of 10 on the stinkiness scale.
All right, hold on a second. Now I got no pen.
Here you go.
All right, contestant number two, step up, taking the shoe off and the sock. Terrible socks, by the way. Worst sock I've ever seen. Foot is now in front of the nose. Those are hurting toenails. When's the last time you cut those?
If the foot is there, I don't smell it. So this is not a contender for the worst smell.
All right, turn your nose. Hold on.
Where is it?
Do it again. Do it again. Turn your nose a little bit to the right. There you go.
No, it's not a bad smelling foot at all.
Really?
Yeah, not a contender.
I'm shocked by that. All right. Contestant number three. Here comes contestant number three to shove the foot into Tom Daly's nose. All right. Shoe and sock are off. Toe is in front.
That is the worst. That's the worst. That might be the winner.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Don't say anything. No one laugh.
It took one sniff. That's horrendous.
There's some cheese in there.
Yeah. It's.
There's some feta, maybe some goat.
The commercial with the guy that lives under the toenails, that right. green fungus guy, he lives there.
All right. Okay. So looks like. Contestant number three is the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah,
contestant
by far,
number four,
by far.
Step up. Shoe is off. Sock is off. Fat foot.
Nothing. Nothing at all. I don't think it's a contender. I had to take two sniffs. If it's a two sniff smell, I don't think it's a contender.
All right, hold on a second. All right. We got four in the books. Contestant number five. Step on up. Here he comes. Taking off the shoe. Taking off the sock. It looks like a hurting foot, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
Bad?
That is worse.
You actually like it. You're getting another whiff of it?
That is worse than number three. I think number three has been knocked out of the lead. That could be the winner.
All right.
I would have to guess that that's Matt Valdez.
No
that's
comment.
That's how bad that is.
No comment. All right. Last contestant. Here we go. Of course, no one can say anything besides Tom and myself. That would give it away.
So right that's now, our it's
hurting,
number three.
That's our hurting big toe, I see. It looks like you dropped a big old hammer on it.
Are
all right.
Ready?
Sock is off.
Okay. This is the order.
All right. Hold on a second. So all six contestants are in the book.
Yep. And right. it's...
Do you remember contestant number one?
Yeah.
All right. You said that wasn't. You said it was pungent, but
yes,
not too bad.
It ended up being exactly where I thought it would be. Can I take my blindfold off?
Yes,
by
you
the way?
Can. Yeah. All right. Contestant number one. You said
good
it was
job, Father. You want to guess who was who as he goes through?
All right. Contestant number one. You said was pungent.
Yeah, it was.
But it wasn't too bad. You said it was about middle of the pack.
Yeah, and that's exactly where it was.
Who do you think it was?
I would say that's Drab.
Good
Nailed
call.
It. Nice pull, Tom.
It was Matt Cahill.
Impressive. Because Drab is a little bit nubs,
yeah.
But also he takes care of himself. So that's where it was. It was like a 5 out of 10.
Right. And for
so
the listeners, he's just average.
Yeah,
average. Just like his personality, he's average.
Sure.
Just like his bank account, very average. All right, so he's just average all across
and
the board.
And I did not wash my feet. I'm a trickle-down guy.
All right.
Okay, so...
So contestant number two, you said there was pretty much no smell.
Yeah.
Which kind of shocked
that
me.
That was a tough one.
These were the second worst toenails of the group.
Okay.
Was contestant number two.
See, I think this is where the blindfold comes
into play. He never cuts them. There's no way that person cuts his toenails.
I think this is where the blindfold comes into play, where if I saw it, it probably would have been higher on the scale.
Right.
It
would have literally clouded your judgment.
Right. But because it was just based off of smell, I didn't smell anything. I can't even venture to guess who it was.
It would have been Adam Epstein.
That's unfortunate because I really wanted him to lose. I wanted this to be Awad has smelly
feet. Apparently his feet smell like roses.
Well, good for him.
What was better, though, was he was hiding his breath. He was holding on.
That would have given it away.
Right. And the attention whore, of course, wore his wizard socks.
Of course.
It was the worst sock of the group.
I mean, it's a home opener tonight, JP.
Yes, it is. Home opener. We're excited.
All right. Contestant number three, you said, whoa. You were just like with a Mike Tyson right hook.
Yeah, that was tough.
Who do you think it was?
I would guess that was you, JP. No? Who
was incorrect.
It was Cakesy.
Who's your buddy? Your roster watch buddy, Flakesy over here.
Daily fantasy co-champion.
It was smelly Cakesy.
I'm sorry about the offending odor.
No. I think we can say very comfortably that you're going to be solidly in third place.
Yes, I'll take third place.
Wow.
Don't want the dog
all right.
here.
Number four. Contestant number four. Do you remember that?
I think this was a double sniffer, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that's correct.
I don't remember too much of it. It was not a terribly stinking feat.
So he has a forgettable foot, this
yes,
person.
Yes, very forgettable.
Yes.
So I don't think it's a contender for the top two. And I would have to say it's Chick.
It was the Chickster.
Well done. In fact, he said I went for a double sniff because I didn't get anything the first time.
Yes.
I am a trickle-down guy, for the record.
Yes.
For the record. That's two.
By the way, the Chickster wore slides. Did not wear tennis shoes.
Yeah. Well, that's a smart move.
Brand new socks?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. They've been worn.
All right. So, Chick, you're in the clear.
So, we have 5 and 6 left.
We've got 5 and 6.
That means it's me and Valdez.
So, basically,
what?
You're saying Cakes was the first smelly foot that you encountered.
Yes.
You're saying he's safe in third.
Yes. It is down to 5 and 6.
Wow.
Very, very comfortable.
All right. So, that leaves Valdez and JP.
Was I correct in guessing that it was Matt Valdez?
The next contestant was Valdez.
Okay.
You were blown away by that. But then the last one.
Keep in mind, I did not change a single thing when preparing for the contest.
It's
I am wearing the same
natural foot.
I'm wearing the same socks I slept in.
Oh, so much swag.
You sleep in socks?
Oh.
What kind of alien sleeps in socks?
Oh. When it's chilly, you wear socks.
I wouldn't wear socks to sleep in the Arctic Circle.
Oh. Yeah, I usually don't wear socks. All right.
Okay, am I making my decision here?
Five and six. Who's the winner of the
smelliest foot?
Okay, this is very close.
I'm going to give you the long Tiffany Thommy.
Very close here, but five was a cheesier, more disgusting fungusy foot.
Okay.
And so six was what, like a sweatier smell?
It was sweaty, it was stinky, but I'm giving it to number five.
That's foot. Back to back. Yes. He wins the Reggie Bush contest.
Thank you.
He wins the smelliest foot contest. Nicely done.
Thank you. I'm going for the triple crown this year.
All right, what's
bring,
next?
Bring on the next hygiene test.
He's got to get some sort of endorsement out of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a baby powder.
Makeover or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Scholes is calling, by the way.
We can make this work.
A pedicure. Can you get a pedicure?
Sure. Why not?
Just scrape all that cheese out.
Maybe a sock endorsement. Stance comes back on board.
You did a great job.
Tremendous. Thank you. Congrats
great.
On
hey,
20
by
years.
By the way, great meeting you.
Yes.
That's great. It was nice to smell your foot.
Thank you. And again, Tom, your show is on at 8 a.m. Saturday.
Saturday, 8 a.m. Crashing the Net returns to 106.7 The Fan. We are right before Dual Threat, which is a college football radio show.
Football,
yes.
I like how you said foot there, Tommy.
Very
well
nice. Thank you very much. That is our smelliest foot contest.
You survived.
Yeah, I did. Well, I'm a clean dude. Clean dude. Come on. I'm a trickle-down clean dude, but I am.
Your turns career out, is still intact.
Trickle-down seemed to fare very well.
Yeah. Yes, trickle-down did very well.
I guess I should stop scrubbing my feet when I go in the shower.
We got to do the 60-second shower.
Will you be the sole judge in the smelliest sack contest?
I'm judge.
I don't know about that.
When we do that one?
Yeah. I'm off to see.
I'm off that decade,
that's
by
next,
the way,
that's
if you're wondering.
That's next week.
We'll have to figure out who drops out of that one.
I think I'm the overwhelming favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, Valdez go 3-0.
You got the
championship. Valdez 3-0.
I'm thinking trifecta.
I'm thinking trifecta, but that
good
guy
job
right
on
there.
The play-by-play.
Mike Nyquist.
Yeah, someone had to do it.
Wow.
Tom, you're a good man.
I couldn't stop laughing, actually, after Valdez went to him.
His whole makeup changed. He's like...
No, you started really laughing after cake.
I thought for sure I was the winner. Once Tommy got a whip, I was like, oh, I'm going to be wearing this crown. This is terrible.
Well, congrats to all the winners.
All right, so there you have it. The Junk's Smelliest Foot Contest. Yes. We've been in radio for 25 years, and we're still as immature as ever. We couldn't be more infantile.
We should make a list of all the lists.
Yes.
All the contests.
Yeah.
You know, like our Reggie contest.
Right.
Our horse contest. Yeah. Smelliest foot contest.
Yeah, a lot of them have to do with the male body. And like
very homoerotic.
Genitalia. Maybe at some point we'll evolve, but it hasn't happened quite yet. But we want to thank everybody for listening. We do appreciate it. Glad you're tuning in to the podcast brought to you by our friends at PenFed Credit Union. Each week throughout the year, we revisit some of our favorite memories in Junk's history. The podcast is released after the morning show on Thursdays. And thanks again to our friends at PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for those in uniform and those who are not. Apply today at PenFed.org. To get any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.